Thousands of volunteers have been working to help China recover from the Sichuan earthquake. So have many of the country's new non-governmental organizations, or NGOs. These groups have been able to work freely in the quake area, but some people are wondering if they'll be granted that same freedom in the future. Jamila Trindle has this report.
Xiaoling was a teacher before the earthquake, and now she's helping out in the new tent kindergarten that just opened in Mianzhu.
Because of the big earthquake, we just started the summer vacation, so while the houses are being built and everything else, I came here to volunteer, to try to help out.
Xiaoling was at her school when the earthquake struck, but everyone got out okay. The kindergarten where she works now is housed in big, sturdy white party tents stocked with toys, games, and books. It was built in less than a week by the Beijing-based Yo Cheng Foundation for Poverty Reduction. Foundation member Wang Yibing says the earthquake has given non-governmental organizations a chance to prove what they can do.
The government allow all kinds of NGOs. If you want to go, you can go. So I think it's a good opportunity for both for the government and for the NGO to review.
The foundation is in its first year, started by successful Chinese entrepreneurs with a mission to support social entrepreneurship. But lack of disaster training didn't stop members from heading to the disaster area right after the quake to see how they could help. They looked into setting up tent complexes or creating a prenatal clinic. In the end, they decided to build a kindergarten. NGOs have done a lot since the earthquake, but unrestricted NGO access in the disaster area has a downside, says sociologist Jing Jun from Tsinghua University.
A lot of NGOs are over-eager to achieve, and they sent their teams there within 2 or 3 days without a lot of preparation. I think some of them should not have been there to begin with, and they became bystanders.
But Jun says even apart from the desire to help, he understands why so many went.
Because non-government organizations don't have many good opportunities as this to demonstrate that the government shouldn't have any fear of them, to prove that they're not anti-government. They are non-government, but they're not anti-government.
Groups like the Yo Cheng Entrepreneur Foundation use their money-raising skills to finance relief efforts at the local level, and they also advise local governments.
Almost each and every local government, they need help. They are fully occupied for the daily issues. They don't have enough time to think about even the things beyond 10 days after. So if you can give them a good advice, they will accept.
Wang says because they're a local NGO and they know how to work with the government, they have been able to move quickly on the ground.
We are not the only one. There are more and more come out like us. Because more and more entrepreneurs want to do something for the society.
Disaster studies expert Kathleen Tierney from the University of Colorado says sometimes out of a single disaster can come a whole new climate for NGOs.
If we look at the experience in Japan after the Kobe earthquake, it's very interesting. In Japan, 1995 has come to be known as the first year of the volunteer. In Japan, the government had always been very wary of funding NGOs because they thought that they would be funding the left. But somehow Japan has managed to come to terms with the long-term existence of some of these groups. And again, it would be fascinating to see China's response.
The Yo Cheng Foundation's Wang Yibing is hoping that the government will see that there is room for NGOs and government to work together.
In the future, NGO can do a lot in the community rebuilding. And the government will build the buildings, and NGO will build the community, the relationship between the people. That's the distribution between government and NGOs.
While those bigger questions are getting worked out, the parents and children at the Yo Cheng Kindergarten are just happy to have a safe place amidst all the uncertainty. For NPR News, I'm Jamila Trindle.